This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. Western Slope farmers grow about 17,000 tons of peaches each year, worth an estimated $40 million. But this year, on April 13th, just as the trees were about to burst into bloom, a hard freeze hit, killing the buds. Growers anticipate losses from 50% to 95% of this year's peach crop. Governor Jared Polis requested a federal disaster declaration last week for counties impacted by the freeze, including Delta and Mesa counties. The declaration allows Colorado producers access to federal programs and assistance. Colorado and Nevada are the newest members of the Western States Pact, a working group of Western state governors aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19 and sharing best practices for reopening. The two states joined California, Oregon, and Washington in a partnership seen as vital for economic recovery in the short term and over the long haul. All of the member states agree that health outcomes and science, rather than politics, will guide their decisions. The goals of the Western State Pact include protecting vulnerable populations, such as people in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities, ensuring adequate hospital capacity and supplies of personal protective equipment, mitigating impacts on disadvantaged communities, and developing a system for testing, tracking, and isolating people who contract COVID-19. On May 5th, Delta County is holding a special district election. Three candidates are running for two slots on the Delta County Memorial Hospital Board of Directors: Matt Soper, Terry O'Brien, and Gene Sirianni. The Delta County Fire Protection District No. 1 is also choosing two new directors out of five candidates. And the Crawford Water Conservancy District has a question on the ballot about changes to funding. Western Slope counties have issued guidelines to allow businesses to slowly begin reopening. The reopening process will be phased in through May 4th. The guidelines are intended to ensure that a spike in COVID-19 cases does not occur as a result of loosened restrictions. Montrose County and Delta County have issued guidelines for businesses to require physical distancing and frequent cleaning, as well as encouraging face coverings and gloves. Mesa County has asked for a waiver releasing it from all state orders and allowing it to reopen businesses in phases. The Mesa County plan would give more public access to local retail, gyms, childcare, and restaurants compared to the rest of the state. This is KVNF News.